short story about a lesson I learned pretty early on in life. I was in junior high school, and I'd been in that school district long enough that I had a pretty good circle of friends. But I had one particular friend who was my best bud, a guy named Dave Ruddy. And Dave was a big kid. I mean, he was 6'4", 230, just built like a linebacker. But also the gentlest soul you could ever possibly be. He's kind of a person that people would refer to as a gentle giant. But I can tell you, the giants can afford to be gentle because not many people mess with them. So we're starting a new school year, 8th grade, I believe. And it quickly becomes apparent that there's a new kid in our class. A kid named Joey Calantro. Now, that sounds pretty mafioso kind of name, don't you think? Well, Joey fit that bill to a T. I mean, he was just this scrappy little street-fighting hoodlum. He was the kind of kid who would hustle everybody for their lunch money, always trying to start a fight. Never anything but a disparaging words about everything and everybody. He was just a mean kid. And, you know, a kid that pretty much everybody despised and most people were afraid of. I was afraid of him. But he never picked on my friend Big Dave. I think he was just intimidated by his size. Anyway, Dave, you know, kind of watched all of his friends being terrorized by this kid, and he did not like it. So one day, I guess, he just decides he's going to take matters into his own hands and attempt to solve the situation. So unbeknownst to anybody else, one morning, he starts trailing Joey around until he finds him alone. And he backs him into a corner, and he comes up, and he gives him this big hug. He says, "Hey man, do you want to join us at our lunch table today? Do you want to play ball with us afterwards?" So sure enough, come lunchtime, here comes Big Dave with little Joey in tow. And, you know, we're like, "What the hey, man? You know, we all hate this kid." And Dave says, "Joe's going to eat lunch with us today, and he's going to play ball with us. Let me back up one second, because when Joey sent his cafeteria tray down, all he has on it is this little bowl of macaroni salad or something, and because I'm sure that's all he can afford. I don't know. So Dave breaks the ice by going, "Hey Joey, you want half my sandwich?" And then another kid gives him a bag of potato chips, and this other kid gets up, comes back a minute later with a carton of milk. And he says, "Since you didn't steal my lunch money today, I got you this." So that was a watershed moment in the development of one Joey Calantro. And you can see within days, if not hours, this tightly wound ball of anger that was inside him started to unravel and dissolve and blow away like dust in the wind. And it turns out he's a pretty interesting character, too. Funny guy. You could tell jokes like crazy. And he's a hell of a kickball player, too, by the way. And you know, he was telling stories about him growing up. Apparently he didn't have much of a family, so he literally grew up on the streets of Newark, New Jersey. And the rule on the streets there were, if you're not the toughest dog on the block, you ain't shit. It's like the only way to get respect is with your fists. And later on, he also revealed to me that he didn't, the kids he targeted to harass, he didn't really have anything against them personally. He had no beef with them. What he had was a lot of envy toward them. He saw in them people with a group of friends who played and laughed together, respected each other, watched out for each other. And he desperately wanted that for himself. But at that point in time, he didn't possess the social skills to make that kind of a leap, right? I just forgot what I was saying. But anyway, you know, it was interesting to watch him go from being everybody's adversary to almost being everybody's new buddy. So my takeaway on this story is that it took one 14-year-old kid who had the intuition, or maybe it was wisdom, I don't know, but also the desire and the capability and the courage to try to solve a problem in a non-confrontational way. And it worked. And I believe that people can change. So I know I'm preaching to the choir today, but if there's a moral to this story, it's that love and compassion and inclusivity and a good ear for listening are much stronger than fists or bullets. And I believe that's a message that cannot be overemphasized in today's crazy world. There's an old song. Hold on a minute. Almost. There's an old song. And its chorus goes, "What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?" All right. Thank you, everybody, for tolerating me.